This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Friday, February 17th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. This episode's a little bit later than normal being posted, simply because it's been a bit of a slow news day. But there still are some items to cover, so let's get right to it. Twilight Creations announces a third expansion to Humans. Humans 3 ZombieCon takes Brain Eating to the Gamer's Sacred Land, your local gaming convention. Humans 3 ZombieCon moves the brain-munching action to the happiest place on Earth. That's right, your zombies have decided to look for lunch at the local gaming convention. Will you eat the collectible card game player? Maybe the role-playing game fan would be easier to catch. If all else fails, security looks tasty. So many choices. Humans 3 ZombieCon lets players explore a large gaming convention looking for more brains to eat or candidates to convert. This expansion also adds a new card type called Personalities that determine who you encounter and how much fight they have in them. Humans 3 will require the Humans base game to play and is set for release this April. AEG is releasing the third expansion to Nightfall in just a few days, and it's Nightfall: The Coldest War. This is a standalone expansion, so you don't need any previous Nightfalls to play. It adds 133 minion cards, 84 action cards, 24 draft cards, 6 moon cards, and 60 wound cards. Eastern Europe and the former Russian states are known as the birthplace of vampires, werewolves, and many fears that have been realized in Nightfall. Face those fears and bring tactics used in generations past to fight the darkness. As mentioned, Nightfall: The Coldest War is a standalone expansion to the competitive deck-building game Nightfall. The Coldest War brings you a complete all-new set of cards with special powers and features a full set of 6 exciting new starting minions. The Coldest War also introduces moon phase cards that change the game globally, and also new fully illustrated wounds cards. Fans of Nightfall should be excited because The Coldest War should be arriving on your store shelves in just a few days. As mentioned in yesterday's The Daily Dope, we already know WizKids Games is working on 2 different board games based on The Hobbit movie coming later this year. One is a board game, the other is an expandable card game. Today we find out a bit more about the board game. It's The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey, Journey to the Lonely Mountain board game. And you'll either take on the role of some of your favorite villains from The Hobbit, or Bilbo Baggins himself. Will Bilbo Baggins, with the help of Gandalf and his company of dwarves, safely navigate his way to the Lonely Mountain, or will the forces of evil stop him? Featuring head-to-head play and also up to 1 versus 3, wouldn't that be 3 against 1? Players take on the role of Bilbo Baggins, Gollum, and up to 2 other dark foes in this new twist on the epic tale of a hobbit who stumbles out his door to the world of wonder and danger. In this exciting new board game, acclaimed designer Eric Lang weaves elegant thematic gameplay with scenes, events, and characters from the hit movie. Don't know how it's a hit movie yet, it hasn't been released. Of course, obviously it's going to be a major hit, but still. The player actions of advance, reinforce, battle, rest, and regroup are easy to learn, but the strategy behind anticipating and reacting to your opponent's moves with your limited resources provides immense depth of play for even the most experienced players. The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey, Journey to the Lonely Mountain board game features 5 pre-painted figures incorporating the HeroClix base for variable character stats, a board, card, and tokens. The game will release in mid-October of this year. Mayfair Games has announced an introductory game to their Empire Builder series, and it's called Empire Express. For 2 to 4 players, they'll compete to build the greatest railroad empire in America. In Empire Express, players create competing railroad empires by drawing railroad tracks with crayons upon an erasable board. You win if you utilize your network of rail lines to acquire and deliver goods efficiently to accumulate the largest personal fortune, just like just about any other 18XX game. The base game provides pre-programmed routes on a board depicting a northeastern portion of the US, with demand cards providing players with an easy way to learn the system through play. Players start with the bare bones of a railroad, an empty train and track connecting some cities. Each turn, you and your fellow players take turns building track, operating trains, and delivering loads. The bank will pay you for each delivered load. With the starting route guided by the board, only 2 loads per card, and a visual pickup and delivery guide on every card, the learning curve is greatly shortened. So sharpen up your crayons and get ready for Empire Express, which is scheduled to arrive this May. Coming soon is Gods and Minions, a collectible dice game of dark fantasy warfare. Join the End War in this action-loaded collectible dice game. Assemble your army from a huge variety of nations and factions available. Collect and play gods, minions, enhance your troops with artifacts and equipment, and unleash powerful spells, command mighty beasts, towering war machines, and unique personalities. Fight for dominance over a fantasy world broken by age-old war of nations. Be part of a universe where almighty gods are pulling the strings from behind the scenes and decide between life and death as they see fit. Be prepared when this brand new fantasy war game hits the shelves. It includes hundreds of finely crafted unique dice to collect and play. Learn about your troops using stylish reference cards. Use the terrain to your advantage on the battlefield play mat. Fair distribution scheme without artificial rarities. Select your army from numerous playable fantasy races. Bring units, minions, gods, equipment, artifacts, spells, and landmarks to battle. Get involved in this intriguing mix of strategy, army building, and luck. I don't know about you folks out there, but aren't the collectible dice games kind of passé now? Most of them failed miserably. I don't know. I've taken a peek at Gods and Minions, or at least I've seen it on the web. Looks like it could be interesting, but it's one of those collectible dice games you just never know. I also wanted to mention that the ConSim World Webinar 1, the Napoleonic 20 series from Victory Point Games, which featured Alan Emmerich, our good friend, who is the publisher of Victory Point Games, and Lance McMillan, also a great guy who's the series developer, is available to watch over at consimworld.com. It's pretty cool. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long and pretty interesting, and it really takes you behind the scenes of the Napoleonic 20 series, what's going on with the series, what you can expect in the future. And I gotta be honest, Alan Emmerich is always very interesting to give a listen to. So check it out at consimworld.com. Wizards of the Coast announces a new Dungeons & Dragons adventure for characters between the levels of 1 through 5. It's the Halls of Undermountain. Beneath the streets of Waterdeep, a sinister dungeon awaits adventurers brave enough to face its perils. Created ages ago by the wizard Halaster, the sprawling dungeon is a lair for terrible monsters and ruthless villains. In the dark chambers, they hunger for victims and plot the downfall of those who dwell on the streets above. Who will unravel the twisting labyrinth to reveal its secrets, claim its treasures, and stop the foul machinations of the dungeon's denizens? Halls of Undermountain present a ready-to-use dungeon detailing over 80 locations. The adventure offers a way for dungeon masters participating in the recent D&D Encounters season, The Elder Elemental Eye, to extend the adventure. In addition, this book provides all the ingredients to run a classic dungeon delve, including enticing treasures, deadly traps, a wide assortment of monsters, and two double-sided full-color poster maps. Halls of the Undermountain will arrive in stores in April. And finally, there were many ways to say I love you this Valentine's Day. For instance, you could have gone out for a wonderful dinner, bought flowers, bought chocolates. Hey, maybe you could even have shut off your phone and stopped texting for a few minutes. Or, if you're a fan of Valve's zany, cartoony, cooperative shooter, Team Fortress 2, you could have paid $100 for a virtual engagement ring and given it to your significant other online. Dubbed the something special for someone special, but easily renamed to whatever humorous phrase you would choose, the $99.99 ban came complete with a global announcement of your impending matrimony to every single soul playing Team Fortress 2. Assuming you aren't rejected by your prospective partner before you finish stammering out affections in front of your gaming buddies. Should you have been successful, both you and your fiancé would have a pair of gleaming wedding bands to incite the envy and mainly ridicule of all those you frag. And if you were jilted, how sad. At least you'd have known that revenge is just a baseball bat, rocket, sticky bomb, minigun bullet, fire axe, bone saw, Girardi, Wild West shotgun, or butterfly knife backstab away. I honestly have to say the $100 engagement ring is sort of a WTF item in my book. That's it for today, but I'll be back again next Wednesday. We'll have a new episode of The Gaming Gang on Monday, and Elliot should have the hosting reins on Tuesday. So until then, have a great weekend, and you'll catch me again next week. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.